time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, last week at Washington, D.C., I had the opportunity to sit down with Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation's Senior Director of Congressional Regulations. With all eyes on WOTUS, or Waters of the U.S., Briggs gave us an update.
Yeah, so right now we are in the middle of the regulatory process. The Biden administration has come in and announced that they will rescind the Trump administration's navigable waters protection rule, which was the rule that the farmers and ranchers really liked. Mm-hmm. Because it provided that clarity and certainty that we've been seeking, and that they're going to craft a new definition of WOTUS.
And what does that look like, or what do we need to see?
Unfortunately, I think we're moving in the wrong direction. The Biden administration's proposal really expands the federal government's reach over private property. So it's bringing back a very troubling test of jurisdiction called the significant nexus test. And essentially, this is a case-by-case determination that would allow the Army Corps of Engineers to assert jurisdiction over ephemeral features, and I'm talking about ditches and low spots in a farm field.
What does that mean for producers?
First of all, Clean Water Act compliance, it's very important for us to know where that line of jurisdiction is, because there are civil and criminal penalties associated with Clean Water Act compliance. So very important that we know where the line is. But, you know, this will determine whether farmers and ranchers need to get permits under the Clean Water Act, whether it's Section 404 or Section 402 permitting. And unfortunately, permits require lawyers, engineers, environmental consultants, time. It's very, very costly. And we certainly want to protect the waters that need protecting.
Sure.
But talking about a low spot in a farm field and assigning federal jurisdiction and federal protections to a low spot just doesn't make sense to us.
Once again, that's Farm Bureau's Courtney Briggs. Well, last week was a big week for cotton exports and shipments. I had the opportunity to speak with Sean Way, Director of Policy Analysis and Research for the Plains Cotton Growers, who gave us an update.
Well, it was a good week. You know, we had good sales, both new crop and old crop, and a good week of shipments. Certainly, the situation is still pretty tight on the shipping side, and we still see some delays being caused by just the inability of folks to be able to get loads picked up. So our warehouses on the cotton side are doing the best they can to get this cotton ready and meet those shipping orders that they're receiving. But my understanding is there's still a fair percentage, maybe as many as 30 to 40% of those loads are still not being picked up on time. And so, that's causing a little bit of logistic problems there at the warehouse.
Wade said he's hopeful that they can continue to pick up this pace so they can meet expectations. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com. or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.